President and Sister Nelson's devotional for youth, A Call to Enlist and Gather Israel, by Charlotte Larsible, Church Magazines. Would you like to be a big part of the greatest challenge, the greatest cause, and the greatest work on earth today? On June 3, 2018, President Russell M. Nelson and his wife, Wendy W. Nelson, invited the youth to enlist in the Youth Battalion of the Lord and take part in the greatest challenge, the greatest cause, and the greatest work on earth. And what is the greatest challenge? The gathering of Israel. My dear extraordinary youth, you were sent to earth at this precise time, the most crucial time in the history of the world, to help gather Israel, the prophet said. There is nothing happening on this earth right now that is more important than that. There is nothing of greater consequence. Absolutely nothing. This gathering should mean everything to you. This is the mission for which you were sent to earth. Sister Nelson spoke about understanding and fulfilling our individual roles in this great work and reminded us that we choose whether or not we fulfill our mortal missions. No one will make us, she said. We have our agency to choose how we spend our time and energy, our talents and resources. In fact, what we choose to do is actually part of our testing. The choice is yours and mine. Will we choose to do whatever it takes to fulfill the wonderful missions for which we were sent to earth? So, President Nelson asked, are you willing to enlist in the Youth Battalion of the Lord to help gather Israel? In preparation for the wonderful mission, President Nelson invited the youth to do 5 things that will change you and help you change the world. Your 7-day social media fast. My first invitation to you today is to disengage from a constant reliance on social media by holding a 7-day fast from social media, said President Nelson. President Nelson shared the story of a young man who had to give up his smartphone for a bit. At first, he panicked. Can you relate? But then he was grateful. He felt free for the first time in a long time and loved being free from the fake life that social media creates, and had much more time and energy to be outside, serve others, listen in church, and prepare for his mission. And he was so much happier. Social media can certainly be a wonderful tool to connect with others and share goodness. But if you're paying more attention to your Instagram feed or favorite YouTube videos than to the Spirit, it's a problem. The downside of social media is that it creates a false reality, President Nelson said. Everyone posts their most fun, adventurous, and exciting pictures, which create the erroneous impression that everyone except you is leading a fun, adventurous, and exciting life. Much of what appears in your various social media feeds is distorted, if not fake. So, what should you do? Give yourself a 7-day break from fake. You can hold your social media fast by yourself or with a group. The important thing is to pick 7 consecutive days and don't post or look at any social media. Sign out and see what happens. During those 7 days, pay attention to how you feel, what you think, and even how you think. What differences do you notice? When you're done, think about the things you want to stop doing and the things you want to start doing. This social media fast can be just between you and the Lord, said President Nelson. It will be your sign to him that you are willing to step away from the world in order to enlist in his youth battalion. Make a weekly sacrifice of time to the Lord for 3 weeks. When President Nelson and his wife Wendy asked youth what they would be willing to sacrifice to help gather Israel, youth responded, I would spend less time in sports so I could help a person in need of truth. I would sacrifice hanging out with friends and instead invite them to come to the temple. I'd definitely cut down time on my phone. I'd give up some screen time. I'd even be willing to sacrifice Sunday afternoon naps. There's nothing wrong with sports, hanging out, phones, or naps. But as President Nelson said, the gathering of Israel will require some sacrifice on your part. The prophet's second invitation to youth is to make a weekly sacrifice of time to the Lord for 3 weeks in a row to let him know that you want to be part of his youth battalion, more than you want anything else. For 3 weeks, give up something you like to do and use that time to help gather Israel. You might have a couple questions. First of all, what does using your time to gather Israel mean? Any time you do anything that helps anyone on either side of the veil, take a step toward making covenants with God and receiving their essential baptismal and temple ordinances, you are helping to gather Israel, explained President Nelson. It is as simple as that. What sort of things should you give up? Pray about it. As you pray about this sacrifice of time, you will be guided to know both what you can give up that week and what you can do instead to help gather Israel, said President Nelson. Keep on the covenant path. Keep on the covenant path was President Nelson's message to every member of the church during his first address as President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As we go forward together, Ensign, April 2018, page 7. It was also one of his messages to the youth. My third invitation is for you to do a thorough life assessment with the Lord, and perhaps with your parents and your bishop, to ensure that your feet are firmly planted on the covenant path, President Nelson said. If you have wandered off, or if there are some things you need to let go of to help your mind and heart be more pure, today is the perfect time to change. Your life assessment. So, how can you know if you're firmly planted on the covenant path? How can you know what you need to change or let go of to be more pure and more centered on the path back to Heavenly Father? Wherever you are on the covenant path, even if at this moment you are not centered on the path, I promise you that if you will sincerely and persistently do the spiritual work needed to develop the crucial spiritual skill of learning how to hear the whisperings of the Holy Ghost, you will have all the direction you will ever need in your life. Chances are, there is or will be something you will need to change. The good news is that repentance is a big part of Heavenly Father's plan for us. We need you. If you aren't sure how to repent, talk with your bishop or your parents or both, President Nelson said. They will help you understand the atonement of Jesus Christ. They will help you experience the joy that true repentance always brings. And don't put off repentance. Now is the time to play your part in the gathering of Israel. Please do not stay off the covenant path one more minute, he said. Please come back through true repentance now. We need you with us in this youth battalion of the Lord. It just won't be the same without you. Praying for all. Back in 1979, President Nelson attended a meeting where President Spencer W. Kimball charged them to pray that the doors of nations would be opened so that the gospel of Jesus Christ could be brought to all people on earth. President Nelson extended that same invitation to you. My fourth invitation is for you to pray daily that all of God's children might receive the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ, said President Nelson. You and I are living to see and will continue to see Israel gathered with great power, and you can be part of the power behind that gathering. If you have a hard time remembering to say your morning or evening prayers, meeting this challenge is a great way to help you improve that. Check out these other tips to improve your communication with Heavenly Father as you pray for your spiritual brothers and sisters to receive the gospel. Pray with faith, believing that God hears you and will answer you. If you need to, you can pray for that faith. Be awake and aware. For example, if you're usually too tired to pray just before bed, try saying an evening prayer just after dinner time. Keep a prayer in your heart. You could remind yourself of your prayer every time you get a text or you see the sky. Pray with real intent. If you're praying that all of God's children might receive the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're praying with real intent, that might also mean praying for the courage to open your mouth and share the gospel with your family and friends. You were born to stand out. I hope nobody thinks I'm weird. This thought has probably crossed all of our minds before. It's scary to think about, right? Not fitting in, being different. Could there be anything worse than that? Actually, could there be anything better than that? Being yourself while upholding your standards and being different from the rest of the world is one of the greatest accomplishments you could ever achieve. In fact, in his worldwide devotional for youth this past June, President Nelson invited us all to stand out, be different from the world. Every day we see and hear about lifestyle choices that are completely different from our own. Sometimes even our friends may make choices that don't align with our standards, and they may give us puzzled looks when they don't understand why we don't do or say certain things. When this happens, the pressure to fit in can definitely get heavy. But that's the key word here, fitting in. Fitting in can be seen as different from belonging. Fitting in can mean changing yourself and your standards to be like everyone else, while belonging can mean being loved and accepted for who you are, including your standards that are different from the world's. Strive for belonging, for friends who love you for who you are, your differences and all. As President Nelson said, embrace being different. Though some may not fully understand why you do or you don't do certain things, you never know how your example will affect others. Your friends may notice a certain peculiarity about you when you keep your standards high and when you make good choices. Therefore, the Lord needs you to look like, sound like, act like, and dress like a true disciple of Jesus Christ, said President Nelson. You can live differently from the rest of the world. We don't usually have to do anything extravagant to stand out. Just living as a true disciple of Christ is enough to share light with others. And if you are sometimes called weird, wear that distinction as a badge of honor and be happy that your light is shining brightly in this ever-darkening world, said President Nelson. So, there's no reason to worry about being different. You were born to stand out. You have a brilliant purpose. As President Nelson taught, with the Holy Ghost as your companion, you can see right through the celebrity culture that has smitten our society. You can be smarter than previous generations have ever been. Set a standard for the rest of the world. End of the article, A Call to Enlist and Gather Israel. Read by Terrell Williams.